It's Helping Hand, an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and those among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Hawaii. Dennis Brown, the first ever little brother in Hawaii, is now the, what's your title with the organization?
President CEO.
Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Dave. Great to be here.
Explain the concept and the mission.
We're a mentoring organization and particularly focused on youth. We've kind of expanded our age range. It used to be from 6 to 16. Now we'll serve kids through college. But it's all about the power of friendship and that mentoring relationship.
There's not an expiration date.
Correct.
On when a friendship would end. Your situation, you went through and maintained your friendship with Henry. That was your big brother?
Yes, Henry Sumita.
For his whole life.
That's true. He just passed away in 2011, and I was very honored by his three adult children to serve as one of the eulogists. I gave one of the three eulogies at his funeral service back in 2011, and they said that most people don't know this, but Henry himself was very proud of being the first big brother and of us being the first match, though he didn't talk about it to anybody. In fact, many people at the funeral had never even heard the story of us being the first in Hawaii. Getting back to your original question, the children we serve are very vulnerable. We like to say they're at promise, but they're facing some sort of adversity in their lives. It may be growing up in a single parent household or being raised by foster parents because their own parents are incarcerated or in drug rehabilitation. So they are very vulnerable. It's so easy to choose the wrong path right. when you're young. What we try to do is introduce that person who can come along, be a friend, not necessarily a parent or authority figure, but really an honest friend who can be a good example and hopefully help them choose the right path.
You may expose them to something, taking them to your workplace. You may not realize the impact right at that moment, but years later in that person life, it could help them to have adopted better habits.
That's so true. In my own case, it wasn't until I was 22 years old and I had joined the Air Force at the suggestion of my big brother because I wasn't interested at that time, I thought, in college ever. Ended up later going, but I joined the Air Force and I was stationed overseas in Italy about 2 years into it. Woke up one day and, you know, having grown up living in public housing projects, Kalakaua housing here, and being raised by a single mom from Japan who didn't even speak English as a first language, working three jobs to just keep us subsisting. And I realized that of all the relationships I'd had or all the help I'd had along the way, whether it was government, a sports coach, or whatever it was, that this big brother, Henry, volunteered his time. He wasn't paid to do it. It wasn't his job. But it made me realize that there are people like that in the world. And I'd kind of like to do that myself. So it got me involved in human services. And again, never thought I'd be where I am today with the same organization.
Right. And years down the road, after you're a minor, it starts to click.
Right. Right. Because when you're young, you don't really realize. You don't have that appreciation yet.
And later, they all come together. All the ingredients finally make sense.
Right,
exactly. And you can do something. And one of the things I don't think we talked about last time, three areas it looks like. Community-based mentoring, school-based mentoring, and for the Honolulu area only, Holomua online mentoring?
Yes. Community-based mentoring is the original model of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's what I had, where Henry would take me on outings on the weekends. So we'd go out and go to a movie, or he'd take me places. He took me to University of Hawaii just to see the campus. And kind of that was my first exposure. This is what college looks like. They meet on their own. It's very unstructured in that way. But we have a case manager who monitors their outings, not going along with them, but asking them questions afterwards, just to make sure that everything is safe and that the child is really having his or her needs met, because we coach the big brother or big sister as to what the child's situation is and really where they need help. Is it with school? Is it with confidence or making friends or behaving better at home? Whatever it is. Our school-based mentoring is an after-school program. The kids meet in a classroom setting, and it's usually an elementary school. We often have high school students at a nearby school walk over, mentor the kids there. They're still paired off one-on-one. We have a staff person in the classroom who has an activity for them, who kind of guides them. They spend some time doing some homework because that's always part of it. Those kids are referred to us by the teachers or counselors of the school as either failing in a subject or more or behaving badly.
And how about the older ones? How are they getting involved?
It's an interesting question. We open it to anyone at the high school who would like to apply. We do go through, of course, an interview process with them. They don't necessarily have to be the top student or the best student,
sure,
but show a sincere interest in wanting to do this and a commitment. That's really important, because once they commit, it's for the entire school year. It's once a week after school. And the worst thing that we can do is match someone with someone who's inconsistent,
right,
because That's what these children
are facing already.
Yeah, they've already experienced that. We actually mentor the mentors, so our staff have a program for these high schoolers. So not only can they say they volunteered and put it on their college application or resume, but we actually put them through a program where they're learning the value of what they're doing.
Untold advantages to society for having gotten your kids started giving back at this age and being a mentor. Just a lot of ways that it's good for both people as well.
Right. And that's a great point, too, because so many of them, when they get into college, they tell us, I'm going to look for the Big Brothers Big Sister program. They
enjoy it.
And they want to continue it. Yeah.
The online thing.
Olomua. Olomua is a program we started. It's right now only at Castle High School. Okay. We're hoping to expand it. We're just in our third school year now of doing it. It's online mentoring, but it's actually very structured. We have a chat room that we've set up for the bigs and the littles. And so these are the ones, again, identified by their college counselors usually or high school teachers as having the potential to go to college, but just not motivated enough for whatever reason or dealing with issues at home. And usually they're the ones who will be the first ever in their family to go to college. Mm. So we identify them and we match them with working professionals, adults in the community who are successful in their own right. It could be in any field. It's college and career. They actually interact through the chat room. We were a little skeptical about this when we first heard about it. So our case managers are able to monitor what is said in the chats. And they know that. The child's aware of it as well as the mentor. We meet with the students once a week in a classroom setting and they're given prompts. There's a topic for the day. It might be resiliency. Okay, you're dealing with this. How are you going to resolve it or how are you going to bounce back? Ask your big sister about that. Or for the next week, start a conversation. And lo and behold, because students today are technology natives, right? They grew up with this. That's their preferred way of communicating. Mm-hmm. And especially, I think, in Hawaii, where the local culture is a little more reserved and a little less able to sit and face someone eye to eye and speak, especially a stranger, essentially. It's amazing what they will say and how much they'll open up.
Does that lead to, is that like a progression though?
We once a month have a group meeting where they all meet in person. We have an activity. We provide the transportation and everything. And as you said, for those that would like to, that really hit it off and want to see more of each other, if the parent gives the okay, because what we do is we screen these volunteers to what we call the community-based level, the one where they can go on outings on their own. So we know we're checking for safety, the background check and all of that. If the parent's okay with it, they'd like to progress to the next step, which is they can go out on their own in between.
It's females you have a harder time recruiting. Is that how it works?
It's men to be big brothers that we have a hard time. We've got a lot of boys waiting. And it's the opposite with the females. We've got women who always want to be big sisters. We have about 30 right now waiting.
But no
we
girls.
We don't have girls. But yeah, we do have a need for girls. If anyone of your listeners knows of someone who is in a situation where, hey, their daughter might benefit from having a big sister.
Young girls. And then on the flip side, more adult males to be mentors of boys.
Of boys, right. And any age 18 and up.
Thinking of other ways folks can help you guys out. Give clothes and goods.
We have a partnership with Savers Thrift Stores where we are their supplier. We have a couple of ways we can do that. You can give us a call and we can schedule and come and pick it up from your household. Our trucks are on the road 6 days a week. Or you can drop off. On our website, we've got a list of locations where we have pods, drop-off centers. They're usually open all day during daylight hours and on the weekends too, Saturdays and Sundays.
People on the board, are you guys looking for some cash? Do we need both those areas?
Yes, we do need both those areas. We've got about four positions coming up open in January for our board of directors. Call us directly. Get in touch with me. And of course, cash. We've got a monthly giving program, as HPR does. $10, $15 a month paid directly off their credit card or debit card.
Online. Sustaining members.
Sustaining members, right. Yeah, we call them cherishables. Events, too. We have something that we're starting in January. We're doing called the Great Big Challenge because January is National Mentoring Month. We're asking people if you'd like to sign up for that. Commit to doing some kind of an activity involving exercise or fitness. It could be sort of like a New Year's resolution for the whole month of January. Every day or every other day, I'm going to walk a mile or 2 miles or something like that, or whatever you want to do. Do push-ups or do Zumba exercises. Then email your friends or send that out on your Facebook and ask your friends to pledge something to help support you do that to raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah.
First time ever we're trying. We're one of the 36 pilot agencies across the country doing this.
bbbshawaii.org. Email Dennis at bbbs@bbbshawaii.org, 808-521-3811. All of their contact information, the full-length interview, the radio feature, and all of our Helping Hand guests, all archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. President and CEO, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Hawaii, Dennis Brown, very first little brother ever for this organization in Hawaii. The door is open. That's why Helping Hand is here. Don't hesitate to be in touch.
I just want to say, really appreciate being able to be here and what you're doing with Helping Hand. It's so wonderful. Nonprofits can never, we never will have enough money to pay for advertising on our own. So this is just so great for us to be able to increase our awareness in the community. So thank you for that, Dave.